of the story. Was ever an artist's work so despised as was Oscar's? The tragedy, some says, was that he actually could produce a traditional painting. He'd made plenty of them, in fact, but he wanted to create something else, and he paid for this eccentric desire with poverty. Oscar's parents had done all they could to prevent the mistake. They tried to keep him from becoming an artist of any kind. They even made him go into the army in hopes that that experience would infect him with a degree of reality. After all, a lucrative family business awaited him at home. Why not paint, if one must, as a hobby? But when the hitch was over, Oscar continued to paint. And one day he painted something he called Sun Rising, and at once Oscar's anonymity was transformed into infamy. It was 2 years before Oscar could find anybody who would exhibit his Sun Rising. And when he did, when people thereabouts got a look at what Oscar was up to, the other exhibitors around town got together and agreed to ban the painting from their establishments. Eventually, a doctor bought Sun Rising for the current equivalent of about $54, and Oscar ate that night. But for years thereafter, he lived on the edge of oblivion, his pockets empty, his work abhorred and rejected. Let me interrupt myself for a minute. I have a favorite mental picture of Oscar. He's sitting in the window of a house in the town of Rouen, France. He's across the street from a cathedral, and he's waiting for the dawn. Now, in the room all around him are canvases. They're blank and yawning. But then at the first dull gray light, Oscar begins a mission that will last unbroken until the night. For as the light itself changes, as the light itself changes from daybreak to morning and on through afternoon and twilight, as the light itself is transformed through the day, the face of the cathedral across the way will also change. And so, on different canvases, Oscar will freeze frame the distinct phases as they occur. The same cathedral now made many cathedrals by the light itself. That was the revolution Oscar sought to bring about in art. And eventually he succeeded. He lived to witness the rousing worldwide justification for his innovation. And the name for what he did all started with a little painting called Sun Rising. The first sold for $54, but soon was beyond price. For Oscar was Claude Oscar Monet. And he understood that he did not have to paint each leaf on each tree and each blade of the grass. By the time he began painting, cameras were doing that better than any artist could anyway. Monet realized that the true life of any object is its interaction with light. Not what the object is, but what it appears to be under the influence of light. For you see, the complete title of that revolutionary, widely rejected painting, Sun Rising, the one the doctor had bought for $54, the full title was Impression, Sun Rising. And ever since, the painting style that got him ridiculed, we have revered as Impressionism. Only now you know the rest of the story.